With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. A murder trial today following day one where they called the first witnesses in the case of Mr. Johnson, whose body was discovered on the 31st of December, 2025. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks reports.
The court heard from a Filipino national who found Mr. Johnson lying on the ground inside the compound. Speaking through an interpreter, he said that he initially believed Mr. Johnson was simply intoxicated. He told the jury he only knew Mr. Johnson in passing from the property and had little knowledge of his personal life. The operations manager of the business located on the property also gave evidence. He said that when he arrived, he attempted to shake Mr. Johnson awake, but quickly realized he was unresponsive and told emergency services that it was already too late. Earlier, the jury was told that Mr. Johnson was a father of two sons. His elderly son was the last person to see him alive. The court heard that although divorced, he maintained an amicable relationship with his former wife and was regarded as a hard-working and well-liked colleague. On the morning of his death, he had gone to collect his son from Savannah to take him to work. Prosecutors say they will prove that Mr. Johnson died from strangulation and that his killing was planned. They allege that the motive stemmed from a family dispute over valuables reportedly stolen on the 6th of December, 2024. The Crown argues that the conflict ultimately led to Mr. Johnson's unlawful killing. Demisio Frederick denies the charge. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
We'll keep you informed as the case continues. MPs are heading to court today with a packed agenda. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has the breakdown.
Lawmakers will open today's meeting with the tabling of several annual reports related to entities such as the Turtle Center, the Standing Public Accounts Committee, the Airports Authority, the Ministry of Planning, Agriculture, Housing, Infrastructure, Transport, and Development, as well as the Health Insurance Commission. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service's 2024 Adult and Juvenile Caution Report is also set to be tabled. This will be followed up by a whopping 17 parliamentary questions covering topics ranging from turf at local schools and Cayman Airways vacation days to an update on the craft market and work permit holders who are HIV positive. There are also three bills on today's agenda for potential tabling and debate: the Immigration Transition Amendment and Validation Bill, along with the Health Insurance and Health Insurance Commission Amendment bills. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Make sure to tune in to our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM, to hear today's proceedings live. We will also be streaming them here on Radio Cayman at 7 p.m. onwards. The National Youth Commission is renewing its call for young Caymanians to join the Financial Literacy Program. The initiative is open to 14 to 25-year-olds in Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac, where for the first time this year, participants will be able to complete the final in-person assessment in Cayman Brac. Cayman Brac MP and Minister for District Administration, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta.
The change makes it easier for young people to take part, complete the program, and benefit from skills that will serve them for life: budgeting, saving, and responsible decision making.
The FLP is a free, internationally recognized learning pathway designed to build confidence in budgeting, saving, investing, and informed financial decision making. Participants who complete the program and achieve a minimum of 80% on the final assessment will be awarded CI $250. For more information, you can head online to nationalyouthcommission.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The Pentagon has released footage of a US submarine firing on an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean and sinking it. Earlier, Sri Lanka's Navy recovered at least 87 bodies and rescued 32 sailors after a distress call from the Iranian vessel. State media in Oman say its navy has rescued 24 crew members of a Maltese-flagged container ship struck by missiles while crossing the Strait of Hormuz. It was the fourth reported attack in the area in 24 hours. The main US stock markets have risen in early trading as concerns about oil prices eased slightly. Analysts say it's because President Trump promised to provide safe passage to oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's carried out more attacks as Israel and the United States continue their air assault on Tehran. Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Israel have shot down a wave of missiles and drones. The Israeli military's warned residents of all towns and villages in southern Lebanon to leave ahead of expected military operations. Lebanon has been targeted since Hezbollah fired rockets into Israel. In other news, police in the UK have arrested three men suspected of spying for China. They were detained by counter-terrorism officers in London and Wales. Russia's transport ministry has blamed Ukraine for attacking a gas tanker that burnt out in the Mediterranean on Tuesday. South Sudan's military says soldiers accused of killing 25 people in Jonglei State in February will face a court-martial. Jonglei has seen a huge surge in fighting between government and opposition forces. Air France has become the latest airline to suspend flights to Havana because of the fuel shortage in Cuba. The US's oil blockade on the island has seriously impacted tourism. BBC News.